most polls suggesting Labor will win this weekend's West Australian election, attention is turning to what might be the legacy of the state's Liberal National Government. In 2008, a policy called Royalties for Regions was born. It quarantined 25% of the state's mining royalties for spending in the regions. One of its priorities was to turn the mining towns of Karratha and Port Hedland into cities of 50,000 people by 2035. But then the mining boom ended, and the populations of both towns virtually shrank overnight. Was the money well spent? Reporter Eliza Borello's been asking locals what they think.
Welcome to Australia's largest skate park.
Oh, well, if you'd stayed up.
It's in South Hedland, 17 hours drive north of Perth, and in the heart of WA's mineral-rich Pilbara. The skate park is next door to a pool which has been closed two summers in a row. Both have received Royalties for Regions money, as have a separate water park and $35 million basketball stadium.
It would have been, in hindsight, probably a lot better to locate it amongst the precinct here so that you had one caretaker's residence instead of two.
Roger Higgins is the president of the local Ratepayers Association. He'll be voting for the architect of Royalties for Regions, WA Nationals leader Brendan Grylls, but says the program has left behind big bills.
It can come in many cases like a Trojan horse. It appears great on the outside, but when you get into it and have to maintain it, the cost to the community and to the ratepayers is way beyond what is reasonable.
Since 2008, Royalties for Regions has funded $6.9 billion worth of projects, roughly the same amount the state has spent on corrective services, including building new prisons. A quarter of the money has gone to what's known as Pilbara Cities, a vision for Port Hedland and nearby Karratha to become cities of 50,000 people. Karratha got high-rise and Hedland got row upon row of now empty workers' accommodation. Local real estate agent Morag Lowe believes the plan was flawed from the start.
I have heard no reference to Pilbara Cities in any capacity for as long as I can remember now. So I really am asking myself what has happened.
What happened was the mining construction boom came to a grinding halt. It saw rents plummet and created a property glut. In fact, one in two houses in South Hedland's Osprey Village is empty, despite 157 people remaining on the public housing waiting list.
There wasn't enough really needs analysis of what these communities needed.
In Karratha, it doesn't take long to find voters willing to defend Royalties for Regions and Brendan Grylls.
There's a lot of people that move their families up here. I think the more they can make it comfortable for those people and actually just give back to the region that they take it from, I think the more the better.
Polls suggest Mr Grylls will have to fight hard to keep his seat.
Who are you going to be voting for?
Grylls-y, yeah.
Whatever happens, he won household name status years ago.
Eliza Borello reporting.